And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. This broadcast is brought to you by the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our program this morning. In this program, we endeavor to answer your Bible questions and give you a Bible answer for any written question that you might ask concerning the things contained in God's Word. We suggest that you write those questions, care of the Harrisburg Church of Christ, 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. We will endeavor to give you a Bible answer for that question. Also, we encourage you this week to attend our special series of lessons in a gospel meeting by Brother Andy Alexander from Bowling Green, Kentucky. We encourage you to come each evening at 7:30 and at the time of our regular services today at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for morning worship, and again at 6:30 for evening worship. We also want to invite you to come and check out our new facility. We are moving into our new facility this Sunday. This is the first service in our new building at the 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass address, and we begin meeting there this morning. And we want to cordially invite you to come out and be with us and study God's Word. And we'll be meeting there each evening this week at 7:30 for this special series of lessons, and we encourage you to come and attend and be edified by the preaching of the Word of God by Brother Alexander. Our question this morning is, can you explain the phrase, preaching Christ and Him crucified? Well, let us first read the whole passage. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 23. It was God that sent His Son into the world because He loved the world. John 3:16. From His birth in Bethlehem, to the carpenter's shop in Nazareth, to the final journey to Jerusalem, every step along the way led to Calvary. Jesus is called, all who dwell on the earth will worship Him, whose names have not been written in the book of life, and the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, Revelation 13, verse 8. The scene of the cross is graphically depicted in Old Testament prophecy. Please read Psalms 22, verse 1 through 18, and Isaiah 53, verse 1 and 9. It gives details of His birth and His manner of death, His burial, and much more. The death of Christ was no accident in human history. It was not just something devised by His enemies to get rid of Him. It didn't just happen. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. Sadly, part of the Father's will included the cross. When the apostles obeyed the Lord's injunction, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, in Mark 16:15, they preached the message of the cross. To the Jews on the first Pentecost, after they had nailed Him to that cross, Peter preached to them, Him being delivered by determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put to death. Acts 2, verse 23. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading the prophecy of Isaiah 53, which foretold of the cross, when Philip joined the chariot. What did he preach to him? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached to him Jesus, Acts 8, verse 35. How did the Apostle Paul describe his preaching? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 and 2 and verse 2. The cross is what gives meaning to their preaching. It was central. The cross had the same meaning for believers today that it had 20 centuries ago. Jesus Himself said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16:24. It is the cross that gives meaning to our spiritual life in Christ. Every motive to love Him and live in Him finds meaning in that cross. Greater love is no one than this, than to lay down His life for His friends. If you love me, keep my commandments. We love Him because He first loved us. John 15:13, 14:15, and 1 John 4:19. For the Christian, his entire life and service to Him gives meaning by the cross. Salvation is centered in the cross. After His death on the cross and His resurrection, Jesus met with His apostles and told them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Luke 24:46-47. When they went everywhere preaching the word, Mark 16:20, and their message was the cross. To the Jews on Pentecost, Acts 2:23-26, to the Gentiles later, 1 Corinthians 2:1-2, and even to the idolaters of the city of Athens, by Paul in Acts 17:24-31. The death on the cross by Romans was an extremely cruel form of execution. It was considered a shameful death. Yet Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Hebrews 12:2. God would use this message to show forth his wisdom. The world sees this to foolishness as many, but it was God's power to save them. Why? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. Everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. The cross gives them the message, this power. When we were lost in sin, Christ died on the cross, shed his blood to redeem us and save us from ourselves. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. The Hebrew writer told us that, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. This is a message of salvation. Jesus died for you and me. Why? To save us from the penalty of sin. Romans 6:23. Jesus freely took our place. He died in our stead. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Without the cross of Christ, there would be no gospel of our salvation. We are saved by his blood. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Romans 3:24-25. The cross gives meaning to baptism. After his death on the cross and his resurrection, the message to the disciples was to go and preach his word. What was that message? He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16:16. Today, there are some who loudly and boldly proclaim baptism cannot save anyone. It absolutely has nothing to do with one's salvation. Such people show a lack of appreciation for the cross, a lack of understanding of the scriptures also. For baptism and the cross are tied together in God's book. Does the water have some mystic power? Never. No one, including me, believes that it does. If the cross of our Lord that gives meaning to baptism, and if the cross is separated from baptism, then baptism is useless without meaning. Remember, we have all sinned. The apostle goes on to show that it is through the blood of Christ that we are justified by the grace of God. Romans 3:24-25. Listen to these words carefully. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we will be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:8-10. Paul follows with these passages. Or do you not know as many of you were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. Baptism centers on the cross. To reject baptism is to reject the blood. Why? We are baptized into his death, where the blood is gained. The apostles all taught the same message. Peter did on Pentecost. What was his reply to the question, Men and brethren, what shall we do? He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:37-38. Whenever and wherever inspired men of the first century preached, they preached the cross. they also preach baptism. Just read Acts 8:5-12, Acts 8:35-38, Acts 10:43-48, and Acts 16:30-34. Can you preach one to exclude the other? Never. Baptism finds its validity and meaning and purpose in the cross of Christ. The church is bought with the blood of Christ. Jesus promised to build it in Matthew 16:18, and we're told in Acts 20:28 that he purchased the church with his own blood. And we know that that church is the means by where men can be saved. The church could not be built until his death on the cross, for his blood was to be the purchase price. When those on Pentecost responded to the preaching of the cross, what happened? Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved, Acts 2:47. The same blood that cleanses one from sin is the blood that purchased the church which Jesus built. When one is washed in the blood of the Lamb, they are baptized into death, Acts 22:16. He then is added to his church. The relationship of Christ and his church is the subject of Paul's text in Ephesians 5:22-33. What does the Lord think of the church? What was his evaluation of it? He loves the church. He died for the church. He purchased the church with his own blood. How can one despise his church? People are now saying, we talk too much about the church. Just preach Christ and the cross and quit talking about the church. Yet one is going to preach Christ and the cross. He must preach the church. Yet if one is going to preach Christ and the cross, he must preach the blood of Christ. And if he preaches the blood of Christ, he must preach the crucifixion. And to preach the crucifixion, he must preach baptism. These things are all tied together and rise and fall together. Not because I say so, but because the Bible, God's book, ties them together. The purpose of the church is found in the purpose of the cross. The life and person of every child of God is centered in the cross of Christ and is given meaning by the cross. By preaching the cross, one places his trust in him, Acts 16:30, is baptized to his death, Romans 6:3-4, and is given a new life, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and is added to his church, Acts 2:47, and has the hope of eternal life in Christ, 1 Peter 1:3-4. Preaching Christ and him crucified is the message of salvation. Yes, we need to preach that message, Christ and him crucified, but so much more is included in the preaching of the crucifixion and the meaning of it according to the preaching of the gospel. Every inspired writer, every inspired preacher of the first century preached Christ and him crucified. It is the thing that gives power to the preaching of the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ gives meaning and power to the message of truth. It is the reason man has true redemption. It is reason that man has real hope. It is the only reason man can be justified from his sin, and is the only way that he can stand before God, even though guilty of sin, being able to be reconciled and have fellowship with Jesus Christ, his Savior. Yes, Christ and him crucified needs to be the center of all of our preaching, because it gives meaning and power and the need for the sinner to come to the cross in order to obtain the blood that was shed on the cross for the remission of sin. Have you been baptized into that blood? Have you been baptized into that death? Would you like more information? Please contact us. We will sit down and open the Bible and teach you more about preaching Christ and him crucified. Thank you.